A reading from Mark chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. When Jesus returned to Capernaum after some days, it became known that he was at home. Many gathered together so that there was no longer room for them, not even around the door. And he preached the word to them. They came bringing to him a paralytic carried by four men. Unable to get near Jesus because of the crowd, they opened up the roof above him. After they had broken through, they let down the mat on which the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to them, "Child, your sins are forgiven." Now some of the scribes were sitting there asking themselves, "Why does this man speak that way? He is blaspheming. Who but God alone can forgive sins?" Jesus immediately knew what they were thinking to themselves. So he said, "Why are you thinking such things in your hearts? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise, pick up your mat and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority to forgive sins on earth," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, rise, pick up your mat, and go home." He rose, picked up his mat at once, and went away in the sight of everyone. They were all astounded and glorified God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." The Word of God. There are so many things about this reading that mystify me, puzzle me, amuse me, and draw me deeper into reflection. With the hectic pace of life today, there are days when I feel like Jesus might have felt as the crowds kept coming and coming that day. Do you have days when it seems like everyone wants something from you? And with all the technology available today, people can get you 24/7. Get me this. Take me there. Will you? Would you mind? Do you think you could? The list goes on to the point when I want to change my name and phone number so no one can find me. So I wonder, did Jesus feel this way on this day? And then we see that they are even coming through the roof to get at him. What chutzpah the man's friends must have had to do that. And I imagine that each of us knows in our heart the lengths we would go to help someone get the care that they needed. But then we hear that Jesus knew what was in the heart of the scribes and Pharisees. He knew what was in their heart. Isn't that enough to make you pay attention? Jesus doesn't condemn them for what they are thinking, but he offers them something that will expand their thinking, will expand the thinking of their heart. In many ways, Jesus is offering the scribes and Pharisees a healing, as well as the healing he offered the paralytic. He is offering them a healing of the heart, a healing from their own paralysis of narrow-mindedness and perhaps self-righteousness. Jesus reads hearts. He knows the motivations of our heart, and he goes right inside, not to condemn us, but to expand our heart, to cure us of whatever it is that causes us to have heart paralysis. There are so many other pieces of this passage, but the phrase that keeps drawing me into deeper reflection is, "Rise, pick up your mat, and go home." Why did he have to pick up the mat? Was it in the way? Couldn't someone else have moved it? The reading implies that he had been carried on that mat for a long time. Couldn't Jesus have told him to get up, walk, leave the mat, and go home? When something draws me like that, I know that the gospel is trying to teach me something. Perhaps Jesus does not want the man to forget what it was like to be crippled, to be paralyzed. Perhaps Jesus does not want me to forget the things that have, in my life, kept me from being free. Because when we forget, I believe that we can become less compassionate to the limitations of others. When we forget, we can become callous and blind to the injustices around us. History has taught us that all too often, the oppressed become the oppressor. Maybe Jesus wants to say, remember where you have come from. Remember what I have cured you from. So that when we go out not only with our eyes wide open, but we also go out with our hearts wide open. Maybe by remembering, I will not feel overwhelmed by people coming to me, but I will treat them with the respect and reverence with which Jesus treated the paralytic in today's gospel passage.